with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is placing the Washington, D.C. Police Department under federal control. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Concerned about crime and homelessness in the nation's capital, the president signed executive orders giving himself authority to crack down on crime in D.C.
This is Liberation Day in D.C., and we're going to take our capital back. We're taking it back.
He announced that his administration is taking over the Washington, D.C. Police Department and deploying hundreds of National Guard troops. While crime is a problem in the district, like in many U.S. cities, homicide rates here have been falling since 2023. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Israel announced plans for a renewed offensive in Gaza.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has doubled down on Israel's new offensive in Gaza, announcing more sweeping measures than had initially been declared. Over the weekend, Netanyahu said not only is Israel going to take Gaza City, but it's also going to take other Hamas strongholds. Netanyahu said this needed to happen in order to defeat Hamas. Now, this comes amid mounting international pressure, as well as pressure from within Israel to end the war.
Correspondent Sam Mednick reporting from Tel Aviv. Police say three people have been killed in a shooting outside a Target store in Austin, Texas, and a suspect has been detained. Austin Police Chief Lisa Davis said during a news conference that the suspect fled the scene in a stolen car, wrecked that car, then stole another from a dealership. He was captured in South Austin. Davis said she had no information about the victims. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 200 points, the Nasdaq dropped 64, the S&P lower by 16. This is SRN News. Atheists attack the Army.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation is demanding that the U.S. Military Academy at West Point remove the school crest from Bibles that are made available to the cadets. A formal letter of protest has been sent to Army Secretary Daniel Driscoll, calling the Bibles a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. The secretary is not backing down, however, telling Fox News that the Bibles encourage the West Point credo of duty, honor, country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Air Force will deny early retirement options for transgender service members with 15 to 18 years of service. Instead, they're being separated without retirement benefits. This decision means transgender service members must choose between a lump sum separation payment or leaving the service without benefits. An Air Force spokesman confirms that no exceptions to this policy were approved. This is SRN News. An American automaker makes a big move into electric vehicles. Correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Ford is investing nearly $2 billion in a Kentucky assembly plant to make electric vehicles. The automaker says the goal is to produce EVs that are more affordable, profitable to make, and outcompete rival models. Ford's top executive unveiled the new EV strategy at the company's Louisville assembly plant. The factory will be revamped to manufacture electric vehicles after producing gas-powered vehicles for decades. Ford says the first EV vehicle to roll off the assembly line will be a mid-size four-door electric truck that's set to debut in 2027. I'm Haya Panjwani.
AOL, formerly America Online, announced today that it is abandoning its once ubiquitous dial-up internet service. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.